So, Passion Translation, so what does all this mean? Thank you, Jesus. So what does all this mean? If God has determined to stand with us, tell me, who then can ever stand against us? Can y'all answer that? Nobody. Nobody. For God has what? Proved his love by giving us his greatest treasure. What is that greatest treasure? The gift of his son. And since God freely offered his son up as a what? Sacrifice for us all. How many?
All.
Sacrifice for us all. He certainly won't withhold from us everything else he has given to, has to give. My. Are y'all hearing this? What then? All right. What then would, who then would dare to accuse those whom God has chosen in love to be his? Who then would dare to accuse those whom God has chosen in love to be his? We got an accuser. And that's what he's been doing. But look what God says about it. God himself is the what? Judge who had issued his final verdict over us, say over me. What was the verdict? Now you ought to be shouting, say, thank God! Your days of ruling me is over. You've been talking about what a worm I am, how no good I am, how I never have anything, how I never be anything. And everything you said, I am not guilty. I'm free. I'm free. Hallelujah. Who then? Ask the question. Who then is left to condemn us? Look what he said. Pooh, this is so good. Certainly not Jesus, the anointed one. For he gave his what? He gave his life for us. Why would he give his life for me and then turn around and condemn me? Why would he do that? So we know who's been trying to condemn you. He tried to use the color of your skin. He tried to use your gender. He tried to use everything he can. He tried to use your educational level. He tried to use in geographic the place that you live, the kind of job you work. He tried to use everything. But you tell him, look, buddy, I'm in the kingdom of royalty. I'm in the kingdom of God. And that kingdom has everything. And you have no say-so in the matter of my life. Because everything you tried to accuse me, I'm not guilty of that. The blood has covered that. My sin been washed away. The old person that used to do that stuff is dead and buried. I mean, you've been out there digging up your dead mama. Or your dead relatives. How many of you have been back since you buried? You went out there and dug them up. No. You're not going to do that. Well, that old man, the woman and boy you and girl you used to be is dead. Buried. So What are you doing? Why are you letting Satan keep bringing him up, bringing her up in your face? You tell him where they are. If you want him, they're dead and buried, and God left that person, it left that person like that in hell. I'm a new creature. I'm just like the one God raised from the dead. I'm close kin to him. I'm real close. I'm blood brother. I'm so close that he's my brother. He's my Lord. He's my Redeemer. He's my living word. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's my provider. He's my protection. I'm real close. Hallelujah. Everything I need, he provides it. He's my shepherd. I don't want, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So who then is left to condemn us? Certainly not Jesus, the anointed one. For he gave his life for us. And even more than that, he has conquered who? He has conquered death and is now risen. Woo. He is now what? Risen, exalted, and enthroned by God at his right hand. Tell me, how can you get any higher than that? Enthroned by God at his right hand. Glory to God. So how could he possibly condemn us? Since he is what? Continually praying for our triumph. You can't pray for my defeat and triumph at the same time. No, no, no. He's praying for my triumph, for your triumph. Hallelujah. And what he wants you to do is join him in this great intercession, that you will pray, you will believe for the triumph of your brother and your sister that don't know yet, haven't learned yet. You join the one that's there interceding for you. Hallelujah. Who could then separate us from this, from the endless love of God? Anointed one. Who? Absolutely no one. Are y'all listening to me? Who can come between you? Who can separate you from him? Absolutely no one. For nothing in the universe has the power to diminish his love toward us. Are y'all listening to me? Where's your praise then? Where's your thanksgiving? Where are your rejoicings? Hallelujah. There ought to be a rejoicing people. There ought to be a people that shout the victory, because nothing can do it. Hallelujah. So he asked the question, trouble, pressure, problem, are unable to come between us and heaven's love. Woo, glory to God. What about persecution, devastation, danger, death threats? Hallelujah. The answer to that is no. No. For they are all impotent. Huh? They are what? All impotent to hinder omnipotent love. That means that weak. You ever seen the thing anemic? Ineffective. Doesn't have the strength, doesn't have the power, doesn't have the anything to hinder omnipotent love. Huh?